Okay, what do you hold up using it name?
Umbrella.
Did you ever hear that called a parasol?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What was the difference?
No, it's just that some people would say parasol and some say umbrella.
And something that a woman could wear around her wrist.
A bracelet?
And around her neck, things strung.
Necklace?
Or strung together, she'd wear.
Strung together?
I mean, long
beads? A lot of beads.
Okay. Would you call that a string of beads or a pair?
A string
of beads?
No, a string of beads. A pair. I'd say two.
And what you'd wear on your finger?
A ring.
Any slang names you've ever heard for a large ring, you know, big stone in it?
No, not that I can think of.
And you'd say something you'd carry money in would be
a purse, a wallet, or something like that.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you say that car won't fit this year, but last year
it fit.
And you say that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
Every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And what different kinds of shoes did people wear? What are the names of different types of shoes?
Oh, they used to, like loafers, or dress shoes, or slippers, Oxfords, and things like that.
What are dress shoes?
Well, dress shoes are, it's, mostly a well-fitted shoe, you know, and it usually has a sort of a higher heel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call dress shoes.
What about Oxford?
Well, I use Oxfords for dress shoes. I mean, just going to the grocery and things like that, I have to wear an Oxford because I have varicose veins, and I all the time have to wear a lace shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Because my feet swell. And I wear these things around the house.
What different kinds of hairstyles do people used to have?
Oh, I guess they had many of them, Dawn, but I don't know what you'd call the different.
What about for blacks? What different hairstyles?
I never knew the different hairstyles. I know when I was younger how they used to braid their hair, you know, in so many
mm-hmm.
different sections and all. Well, you see, when we were young, my mother used to braid my sister's hair and turn it under. Now, what they
mm-hmm.
called it, I don't know, but they call it, some people call it plaiting the hair, and some of them call it braiding the hair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would wear it around like that, and then or else turn it under like that. But then some people would wave the hair, you know, and have
mm-hmm.
it cut short. And some of it would be kind of bushy, and others would have just the waves, you know.
What were you saying about the hairstyle?
And some of them used to call a certain kind, which they call a garçon haircut.
Uh-huh.
I think it was sort of shingled up the back, you know. I don't know what you call, if you know what shingled is. It was tapered, like, you know, from the neck, and it would come out like that.
Uh-huh.
But
who would wear that?
Oh, the girls.
You can
yeah. That's the whole thing. Well, I'll get it off afterwards. It don't bother me, really.
Oh, okay.